After serving in Iraq and Afghanistan, many veterans face an uphill battle finding work in civilian life. There's been an increase in efforts to ease their transition, but one segment of the veteran population is often overlooked. Special correspondent Gail Zemach-Lemon reports.
Katrina Holly finds satisfaction in bringing order to people's lives.
Ever since I was in the fourth grade, I loved to clean the house. I can remember vacuuming before I would leave for school.
Her attention to detail is just one of the skills she honed during 11 years in the Air Force. Holly's small business in Hillsboro, North Carolina, cleaning homes, calls on some of those skills. But for years, she sought a civilian career that better values her military experience, a background that often catches her clients off guard.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I think so often people are surprised because they don't think about female veterans. We're coming more into the light now, in 2015 and 2014 and after Iraq, of course. But I think that it's interesting because it adds such diversity to your life. That experience is something that I value so highly.
The transition to a civilian career may be most problematic for female veterans like Holly, who face the greatest challenge in the job market. Female veteran unemployment rates now are higher than civilian women's and a full 20% above their male veteran counterparts.
More than 150,000 women have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, yet veteran services have not fully caught up with women's needs. Even those vets who do seek help once they return to civilian life often find the support they need is not yet there.
A pilot program here in North Carolina, backed by computer maker Lenovo and run by the nonprofit Dress for Success, hopes to change that. It aims to help female veterans look and feel their best in job interviews. For Holly, Dress for Success is a chance to get a new uniform for a new mission.
Yeah, I love it.
Now somebody knows who you are.
Dress for Success launched this program by organizing a roundtable to understand these former service members' needs.
The more information you share with us, the better we'll be able to develop programs that fit your needs, and that's really what this conversation is all about.
The most difficult was just trying to translate what you did in the military to the English. You know, you'd work on all this big equipment, radar, satellites, and then you get out here and everyone's like, what's that? I don't know, you know.
I did have one person who hired me because when she found out I made bombs, she was like, that is cool. and that is how I got started working as a lobbyist and doing the job I am today. But it was because this one woman thought that it was neat.
Some of these veterans who have successfully made the shift to civilian life now help mentor other women. They know the road back can be rough.
They're not making enough money. They're not finding the jobs that they need. Their skills are not translatable, or they don't know how to translate them. And some of them are kind of shell-shocked.
Yeah, even like about because it's really hard.
Even if you're not military, your husband still expect to eat when he come home.
At another gathering of female veterans near Washington, D.C., the bond of a sisterhood formed in service is just as strong. But these women have something other than years in uniform in common. All have been homeless after struggling to find work.
That first 2 to 3 years after getting out was the worst, because I couldn't find a job. I was scared to tell people, I just got out the military, because I didn't know if that's the reason why they weren't hiring me, because they felt like I probably had like PTSD or something. It was so hard.
4 years ago, Jazz Booth founded Final Salute, which offers housing and services to women vets. An Army veteran, Booth lived out of her car after being diagnosed with cancer and losing her home in Hurricane Katrina. She says America is failing its female veterans.
I raised my right hand and I took an oath to never leave a fallen comrade. This is why I'm doing this. There's no celebrity or anything involved, you know what I mean, doing this. But I'm doing this in response to the lack of the American people being involved.
Demand for rooms at Final Salute far outstrips what Booth can provide. Female veterans are at least twice as likely to be homeless as women who never wore a uniform.
I just feel like I need that extra help.
Solanica is a Navy veteran who found herself trapped in a marriage filled with violence and abuse.
I tried to hold a lifestyle by myself, you know, tried to handle my apartment, try to take care of the kids, just try to do everything independently.
She lived out of her car before finding a haven here. Salonika now works full-time and takes a full college course load as she fights to get back on track.
Life is good, but if it wasn't for Jazz and Final Salute, I don't know where I would be right now.
This is the living room we spend our nights in when I moved here, because my room is just back here. She spent a lot of days sitting on this sofa watching cartoons.
Final Salute was Chiquita's only home before heading to war.
So you deployed to serve America and Afghanistan from a house for homeless veterans?
I did.
So you were homeless, like, the evening before you deployed?
Boots on the ground from here to training.
Booth says the solution cannot just be left to the military.
It wasn't the military's job to teach me how to be a civilian. America is supposed to welcome me with open arms and help me incorporate back into, you know, civilian society. The Army did that part. The Navy did that part. You know, and the other services did that part. It's America that's not doing that part.
And what are you going to do when you go in for your...
In North Carolina, that push to help women veterans succeed in the civilian world continues. For Holly, who's feeling ready to tackle the challenge of growing her business,
you did a bang-up job.
A new suit is just part of a new start.
And now I just feel part of something bigger, part of something important, part of something that is motivating and supporting and nurturing, and those are important things to me.
For PBS NewsHour, I'm Gail Zamok-Lamon in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina.